This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Yesterday, I removed a video where I spoke about Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen Rahimahullah's position on C-sections. There's a viral fatwa going around about Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen speaking about the need for women to experience pain when in childbirth. He speaks about a number of reasons of why pain is of benefit, and he mentions research from 30 years ago. And in another fatwa, he speaks about how women in private Saudi hospitals were requesting elective C-sections in order to not experience the pain of vaginal births. Multiple C-sections can lead to particular complications, and so he was commenting on the fact that it can lead to those types of complications. Now, many women ask why I was justifying the Sheikh saying that women have to experience pain. As I said in the last video, there is no type of birth that's not painful. C-sections have an incredible amount of pain, and especially in recovery. And I mentioned this in the last video. I don't know where the idea that anyone, whether it was women seeking elective C-sections or whether it was a questioner or the Sheikh saying that women are seeking C-sections as a luxury, I'm not sure where that idea comes from. Because if you were to speak to really most women who have given any type of birth, including C-sections and the recovery of C-sections, it's a very painful process. But my point was that the Sheikh was responding to the question of pain. That's why his whole fatwa that went viral was about pain. It wasn't responding to the idea of C-sections in general, which he spoke about the importance of in other fatwa that he has written. So he was talking about a specific societal phenomenon that he was witnessing over 30 years ago in private hospitals of Saudi Arabia. Now, woman asked me why I am defending the Sheikh when he said that women have to experience pain. Islam does not require pain for blessings. Unlike with the two-door society exported into Muslim-majority countries on menses and childbirth and their understanding of the Bible, they believe that Eve was responsible for seducing Adam. That is blasphemy in Islam. But my point is that what we saw was one fatwa. Whether or not we agree or disagree with him is really not the point. My point was simply to bring context. I saw people make videos saying that Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, said C-sections are makruh. That's a very dangerous statement to make. It's very dangerous. Why? Because makruh means disliked. And C-sections in and of themselves are not disliked. So when you put words in the mouth of the Sheikh in an attempt to defend him, you can put a woman's life and that of her baby at risk. Many women who follow me have had intense religious trauma. And I've been told by many women that they feel some form of hope when sometimes they see my videos. And I'm very grateful and humbled by that. And the reason why I pulled my video yesterday is because women who had trauma, who have trauma, felt that and acknowledged the trauma that his position or misunderstanding it could bring. And I want to respond by sharing with you that the reason why I made the video in the first place was for women with religious trauma. To understand that our scholars didn't simply want women to hurt for the sake of feeling hurt. But rather, there's an entire context to what he was saying that was missing from Islam Web's fatwa and from the videos I saw made. And when we don't have that context, it simply perpetuates the understanding, the weaponization of credible religious figures to continually affirm that women need to be in a spiritual sense in pain or in a physical sense in pain. When in reality, that's not what they were saying in the first place when you look at the overall fatwa that they mentioned. And it was very dangerous of Islam Web to not publish the actual question or the other answers that Ibn Uthaymeen and other scholars have said on this issue. As you navigate fatwa, there are going to be times that you see a clear-cut ruling that is very reflective of the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. And sometimes that ruling may be mixed in by the influence a person has from their particular society or their time period. What our community, I feel, has failed to do at times is separate the ruling that is based in the Quran and Sunnah with a scholar's personal interpretation based on what they have been influenced by. And really going back to an authentic understanding of the maqasid of the Quran and Sunnah, the objectives of them. But it is also painful for us to view the world as one in which men scholars are simply out to get us as women because they just want us to feel pain for the sake of pain. And the reason why we feel that way is because of our experiences, our very real experiences, but oftentimes from very loud voices. And what I really hope that I can do is help bridge that gap, because you deserve to know that your scholarship is one which was built by women who taught men and men who taught women. The teachers of Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, were the students of Aisha radiallahu anha, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, all of our major scholars who were men, their teachers were women. So Islamic law comprises of men and women's interpretation of divine texts, and sometimes, honestly, they were wrong. And one of the gifts of Islamic law is that we have the opportunity to constantly improve on the discussions of our scholars, built on the discussions of our scholars from the past. And we have a very serious responsibility that before we come on and make videos, we have the nuance that they brought in their discussions.